Eagle Man Changing Woman by Umbigazee, new release from them, here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. Our playlist today has been new CanCon and new Indigenous content, and I hope you're enjoying it so far. Our talking points today are a little bit on the heavier side, which is why I think I kind of wanted to like lighten things by sharing new music from some of my favorite musicians. Today's episode of the show, if you're just joining us, is about obsessive compulsive disorder. It's OCD Awareness Week, October 8th to 14th. I think it's super important in an effort to destigmatize mental health, to also address stereotypes and stereotyping about mental health disorders. Earlier on the show, I dropped some knowledge about some basics of OCD. You know, what is an obsession? What is a compulsion? Why it's not exactly a good thing to want to have, because it's ego dystonic. It causes a lot of distress and fear in the person who has OCD. As well, I just want to highlight, it can cause a lot of upset in people who care for those who have obsessive compulsive disorder. It can be very difficult to watch a person who you care about or love go through a very tough time and to be mired in fear. I just want to acknowledge that as well. I want to talk a little bit about those stereotypes now, because I think one of the really big issues about obsessive compulsive disorder, and one of the reasons why this week is so important, is because a lot of people just are very misinformed about OCD. In media, and also in kind of like our everyday discussions about OCD, we commonly see contamination OCD as the main type. Contamination OCD is, you know, somebody who, maybe you've seen it in a television show, somebody who might like clean a lot, sanitize a lot of things because they're a quote unquote germaphobe or something like that. But we have to remember that just being a person who cleans a lot, sanitizes a lot, is a maybe self-described germaphobe, does not necessarily equate them to being a person who has obsessive compulsive disorder, nor even has contamination OCD. Because a person with contamination OCD, they experience incredible distress around obsessive, unwanted, repetitive thoughts of contamination. They're not doing it for fun, they're not doing it because they're a little bit controlling. They're doing it because they're trying to, I guess, quell fear in their mind and in their bodies. Another common depiction and discussion around OCD is that, oh, it's a person who loves to organize things. They love to keep things symmetrical. They love to make sure that all their T's are crossed and all their I's are dotted. They maybe have a strong sense of responsibility, and therefore they organize things. Again, we have to remember that with OCD, it is ego dystonic. These things that might propel a person to stay organized or to keep things symmetrical, they're things that actually cause a lot of distress. Oftentimes, people with obsessive compulsive disorder, they don't want to be, you know, like constantly, let's say, like lining up the shelves properly, like to the way that they want it to be, right? They don't want that. They know oftentimes that that's not helping their obsession. And again, they're doing it not because they want to, but they're doing it because of this, you know, like this psychological fear, the psychological issue that causes them a lot of distress. Unfortunately, these are sort of the main types and I think misconceptions of what OCD is. There are a lot of subtypes of OCD, first of all. I just want to address that. There are some types of OCD that are more common than others. So, for example, according to the IOCDF, one of the most common types of obsessive compulsive disorder is contamination OCD, as discussed previously. Other types that are a little bit more common are harm OCD, which might be something that Maria Bamford has, as previously discussed. But there are also other types that are a little bit more niche. For example, I've heard of people who can't look at a certain color because it triggers the obsessions. There are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of subtypes of OCD because they're ego dystonic. I think probably because they're ego dystonic, and whatever values that a person who has OCD has, their obsessions are going to clash with those values and cause that intense distress. So what I'm not saying is that we have to have media representations and grounded, thoughtful discussions of every single type. But we have to understand the basics of OCD in order to make space for and embrace those who do have obsessive compulsive disorder. You might have a person in your life who has contamination OCD, but what you don't want to do is say, like, oh, you're just like Khloe Kardashian, who may or may not have OCD, but who definitely uses that term to describe her love of organization. You don't want to, you know, end up being one of those people who might invalidate a person who has a less commonly depicted or discussed type of obsessive compulsive disorder because you don't recognize that as obsessive compulsive disorder. We really have to try to understand the roots and the kind of like common, I think, symptoms of this very real mental health issue in order to truly create a future and legacy of care and true mental health advocacy. I think it is such a tragedy. I've heard a lot of stories similar, that are very similar to each other, where a person has a subtype of OCD that is not contamination OCD and not organization based. And they spend years in pain, in unspeakable pain and like self-induced trauma, not knowing that they have this issue, even when they have talked to mental health professionals and to health professionals, because those people who are supposed to support them could not recognize different subtypes of OCD. They could not recognize the basic symptoms of it. And they, so these people spend years in pain, and remember that OCD is ego dystonic. It clashes with your own values. These are people who have spent years and years and years having unwanted thoughts about their religion, unwanted thoughts about their values, their sexuality, their identities, thinking that they are monsters because, partly because of how horribly misconstrued and stereotyped and stigmatized this mental health disorder is. And so I think today, you know, if you learn anything from this program, it is to engage in more discussions about obsessive compulsive disorder with people who have them. There are a lot of resources out there, and I can't wait to share some with you after this music break. I've been talking a lot. New music from Jeremy Dudger. You know I've been waiting for this. Wolas Wel Tumotine. Enjoy. Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I hope you've been enjoying this episode of the show. A little bit different from what we usually do here, a little bit more informative and also serious. I hope you learned something. I want to share some resources now for folks who want to learn more about OCD. And continue to do so beyond OCD Awareness Week. So I've been mentioning them throughout the show. There's the International OCD Foundation. They're based in the United States, but they offer, I think, a lot of like really good basic knowledge about OCD. In that similar vein, there is OCD UK, which is a foundation organization located in the United Kingdom. They offer some very good basic knowledge as well, but unlike IOCDF, they have a lot more discussions about OCD. IOCDF tends to be a little bit more curt, and OCD UK tends to have a more discursive approach to some of their writings and their education, so I would check those out. If you're really into the media portion of today's program, check out Jessica Kellgren Fozard's video on OCD tropes on screen, where she and a few folks who have OCD dispel some commonly held myths seen in television and film. Another really good thing similar to that is an article in Salty Magazine. It's called Dear Chloe K, OCD is not only a cleaning disorder, and it's written by Jenna Borelli, and it addresses Chloe Kardashian's tendency to use OCD as an adjective. It is a great resource to learn more about contamination OCD as well. For people who like something lighthearted, there is, of course, Maria Bamford. I like pretty much all of her work. Maria Bamford is an American comedian. She has talked extensively and very candidly about her struggles with mental health, particularly OCD. I really recommend the album called Ask Me About My New God. And I also would recommend her keynote speech at the 28th annual OCD conference, where she actually talks a lot about navigating through OCD during her younger years and then moving through therapy. It's really eye-opening. And she is funny as hell. So go check those things out. In terms of social media, I would also recommend Allegra Kasten's work. Allegra Kasten is AllegraKastens, and she is an OCD therapist who has lived experience. A lot of her work approaches education and dispelling myths about OCD from kind of like a more feminist angle. And I think that's really good because a lot of discussion about OCD recovery kind of lacks that kind of critical angle. And she's on Instagram. And another thing that I want to shout out on Instagram is Project Let's. That's Project L-E-T-S. They are a peer-run radical collective doing political education and advocacy by and for mentally ill, mad, neurodivergent, and disabled people. They are not OCD-centered, but I think in the spirit of today's program, I really have to recommend them because they do a lot of really good education around mental health and addressing its intersections with structural and systemic barriers and oppression. And they do so from an abolitionist perspective. I have a lot of thoughts about the way that care should look for mentally ill and mad folks. And I can't really get into them this episode, but I think Project Let's does a very good job of doing that, of giving you a sneak peek. So all of these resources will be listed on the show notes of this episode on cjsf.ca once it has been uploaded next week. So stick around for that. Tune in to more great CJSF programming by checking out Intravenous every Wednesday from 10 to 11. Talking about all things all genders. Get into it. It's an awesome show. Intravenous, Wednesday, 10 to 11. Now I want to talk to you, the person listening to this program who has obsessive compulsive disorder. Firstly, thank you for tuning in. I know it may have been difficult to move through this episode, given the content. But I also want to thank you for being around and sticking around. I hope you know that you are not alone, that there are other people who also have OCD who are going through a lot of similar things that you might be going through. And at the same time, I hope that you know that your voice is so important. OCD is a laborious thing to move through. It takes a lot away from you, such as tangential things, and also the things that are the most core to you, the things that give you a sense of security and trust in other people and yourself, especially yourself. Know that we need you around so that others can hear your voice, so that others can know that this isn't just some thing. This isn't just like a made-up syndrome that people have. OCD is a very real, devastating, painful mental health issue. And it is something that a lot of people share. Have found community in, have found a sense of self in, and have recovered from. I send you my love, and I hope you take good care and go gently. And so with that, we're ending today's episode of Typically Tuesdays. Here's one last song. This is Elisa P with her cover of Dreams, Sina Tu Mai.